Hey, friend, it's David Nabinski here in Brooklyn. Here at Portfolio Care Podcast, we help you take ownership of your portfolio career and design the life that you want to live. Today's episode is a little bit of a different one. I've done a couple episodes like this, which is reviewing a book, analyzing it, sharing some of the key ideas that stood out to me to hopefully help you learn about this topic. And this book is called Flux, The 8 Superpowers for Thriving in Constant Change. It recently came out in the last week or 2 weeks, depending on when you listen to this. And it was written by April Rinney. April was a prior podcast guest on the show for episode 116. The title of that episode was Building a Portfolio Career with a Flux Mindset. We teased a little bit about the book then, so after you're done listening to this episode, definitely go check out that episode. Again, that's episode 116. It came out July 2020. And why I wanted to read this book is because I think it's a fascinating topic related to change. Just to give a quick little context, flux is both a noun and a verb. The noun is continuous change, and then using it as a verb is to flux, to cause or lean, to become fluid. And so clearly, I'm not entirely sure about you, but in my world, there's been a lot of change in the last 18 months. And maybe, you know, as noted in the book, we might be at peak change. You can look at a lot of different topics, industries and sectors, and they're all in a state of change, all in a state of flux. And so what are we going to do about that? And so April's book outlines 8 superpowers for thriving in constant change. Knowing that change is the constant, what are we going to do about it? How are we going to make things better? How are we going to build our portfolio career and design the life that we want to live? So as always, this episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There you can subscribe to my newsletter called One Email Away, which has the best insights from the podcast and FriendSource job opportunities. So one of the things that, so as I was reading this book, April starts off the book actually talking about a story of where change came from for her. What was the big catalyst for change in her life? And not to give too much away, but long story short, she lost both of her parents in a car accident. And that, you know, changed a lot of the way that she viewed her life, her career. And I don't know, but like reading this actually brought up emotions related to when I lost my dad in 2006, shortly after college. Reading this kind of brought that up and sparked different feelings and emotions. And so I'm sure that there's potentially, as you're reading this book or thinking about change, there's probably just a couple different big moments of change that jump out to you. But there's a lot of decisions and a lot of things that are happening all the time, and probably more micro moments of change, micro decisions and stuff like that. But if you want to think about bigger moments of when you were facing uncertainty or thought that you had to make a big decision, it might be a really good exercise to look back on those and say, you know, how did I deal with that? What worked? What didn't? Was there certain people that helped me get through it? But that's also in the past. And then now what we really want to do is how do we move forward for change that's happening every day. So in this episode, I'm going to break down the 8 superpowers that April listed in the book and talk about some of the ideas related to them. One of the superpowers is creating your portfolio career. So clearly that's why I wanted to read this book and wanted to share the ideas for it for you. So the 8 superpowers are, I'm just going to quickly go through them and then I'll come back to them in more detail, some of them in more detail. So number 1 is run slower. Number 2, see what's invisible. 3 is get lost. 4, start with trust. 5, know you're enough. 6, create your portfolio career. 7, be all the more human and serve other humans. And 8, let go of the future. And April sees these all kind of interconnected and all getting at this how to move forward in a period of constant change. And so one of these may be more prevalent for you at the moment, and or you also may be dealing with an area that is going through more change currently. Maybe it is your job. Maybe it is your relationships. Maybe it is your environment. Maybe it is societal. Maybe it is cultural. But you can use one of these 8 superpowers, or all of them, or some combination of them, to deal with that. Or you can focus on one of the superpowers and really go kind of deeper on that to thrive in this current world. And one of the things that I really loved is this idea around opening and cultivating a flux mindset. And so there's a table on page 13 that just going to walk through kind of like the prior story, prior things that were fed to ourselves, and then how that may show up with this a new flux mindset. And so there's a handful of different topics, and then there's the old mindset, and then there's the flux mindset. So how do you see your life story? Old mindset would say written by others for you to follow, while a flux mindset which is written by you for you to become. How do you see your life? A ladder to climb or a flowing river? Your career, how do you see your career? A path to pursue or a portfolio to curate? How do you see expectations? Determined externally by others or determined internally by you? How do you see goals? Set and concrete, yet hard to attain, or emergent and often blurry, yet rich with opportunity? How do you see measurements of success? Rungs of the ladder or next steps and new insights? How do you see leadership? Manage and control other people with a more me type of posture, or unleash potential in others and yourself with more of a us posture? How do you see power? Top down and guarded, or bottom up and dispersed? How do you see peers? Do you see them as competitors or allies and collaborators? How do you see vision? Is it with certainty or clarity? How do you see change? Is that a threat or opportunity? How do you see emotions associated with change? Fear, anxiety, paralysis, or hope, wonder, and curiosity? So as you can see here, there's these major food groups, these major topics that we think about all the time. And the old mindset or new mindset, flux mindset, the difference and the distinction, defining them and labeling them can help you better understand them as you approach these going forward. And similarly, for the superpowers, I think it's really helpful to compare and contrast the old script and the old habits compared to the new script and flux superpowers. So previously, you may have heard run faster compared to run slower. Previously, you may have heard focus on what's visible compared to see what's invisible. Previously, you may have heard stay in your lane versus get lost. Previously, you may have heard trust nobody compared to start with trust. Previously, you may have heard more equals better compared to know you're enough. Previously, you may have heard get a job or compared to create your portfolio career. Previously, you may have heard technology knows best compared to be all the more human and serve other humans. Previously, you may have heard predict and control the future compared to let go of the future. So as you can see here, there's these compare and these contrasts of dynamics and topics and framings on things that we hear all the time. And maybe we've never really challenged them. This book really helps you think about those scripts, those narratives that you may have been fed to you or encouraged to you in, and just maybe believed over time. But really looking at them and comparing them will help you kind of own the new story, own the new narrative, own the new script to help you move forward. And as you kind of cultivate this flux mindset, it's really just a compass for change. It kind of grounds you. It gives you a new perspective, a framework to go back towards as change starts to bubble up, or as you start to see things happen, you know, the rug gets pulled out from underneath you. You can go back to these superpowers and better understand how to deal with those situations. Okay, so I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into some of the 8 superpowers, and then we'll definitely dive much deeper on the portfolio career topic, hence the Portfolio Career Podcast. So we're going to talk about that a bunch. So the one of the superpowers I want to talk about was running slower. And I really love this one reference that was in the book, talking about related to sports athletes. And there's discussion around, it turns out that elite athletes' ability is to first observe, second to process, and third act at the least possible moment before making, you know, decisions or, you know, swinging the tennis racket, throwing the football, shooting the basketball. This like waiting to the last moment also works well for your personal and business decisions. I thought that was really interesting, of this concept around running slower and how do we continue to practice and practice and practice and take, you know, build our flux practice, build our creative work practice, whether that's a podcasting practice, whether that's a blogging practice, and doing it over and over and over again, gathering more data, gathering more insights until we make that one big decision of writing a book, launching a course. As we like have more and more information, then we're better equipped to make those decisions. Moving on to another superpower that I wanted to talk a little bit more about. This is see what's invisible. And this is a really interesting way to think about how we focus on what's in front of us, right? That's the conversation that we have, the email that we get, the tweet that we see, the Instagram post that we see. But there's a lot of other stuff that's going on behind the scenes or under the curtain that are invisible. And so when life feels, April says, when life feels blurry or the future is uncertain, kind of shift your focus from what's visible to what's invisible. Is there, you know, possibility and goodness that is, you know, behind the scenes that you just can't get in front of, or that you can't better understand, you can't process until you know, work your way through this. So the punchline of this section and the superpowers to thrive in constant change, aim to make choices that keep your options open, including options to change how you think and what you prioritize. And so just because you can't see everything, know that there's benefits to things that are going on behind the scenes. Through over time, then you'll be able to better understand these, better learn these possibilities and opportunities. Next superpower I want to talk about was start with trust. This element of trust, I think, is really interesting for a portfolio career, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But trust, I've noticed in online cohort-based courses, is really high. And it's a really cool place to get to know people, to develop skills. And I really love those types of environments where there's just high levels of trust, and kind of assume that everybody's trustworthy, assume everybody has positive intent, and that you're all working towards a common goal, a common objective. So I really think like putting yourself in places of where trust is its default, it's a positive sum environments. As I mentioned, online workshops, cohort-based courses, those places are just full of that. So definitely try to get involved with those if you can. This next superpower I want to talk about was know you're enough. What I loved about this superpower was how April discussed it in two different parts particularly. And one of the quotes that really stood out to me was, in a world of flux, when change knocks you upside down, you're enough. So what is enough to you? Whether that's, you know, enough pay, enough benefits, enough relationships, enough potential, enough security. There's all these different metrics that you could apply to all those different topics. But knowing what you're enough, like what is enough on those, really matters. And so again, April says, in a world of flux, when change knocks you upside down, your enough matters a lot. If you're hustling on the hamster wheel and aren't clear on your enough, expect a world of pain when change hits. Not only the pain of being knocked off the hamster wheel and not knowing where to turn, or the feeling of angst of feeling insufficient by societal standards, but also the discomfort and risk of maintaining an ever more lifestyle. So for me, my enough in one area is a weekly podcast. If I can put out a weekly podcast each week, that's enough for me. It doesn't need to have X number of downloads. It doesn't need to have sponsors. It doesn't need to be high on the charts of Apple Podcasts. If you're listening and you want to make that happen, that's great too. Don't get me wrong. But that's not my enough. Is a good high quality episode goes out each week. And just continuing to do that is enough for me. Similarly, in the book, April highlighted Daniel Pink's work. Daniel Pink's an author. Daniel Pink's work that most people are motivated by autonomy, mastery, and purpose. They like to be self-directed, to improve, and to do the right thing. And they are motivated when more of these outcomes are available. And most people are not motivated by more money. So a certain level of pay to, you know, pay the bills, live in a decent place, eat decent food, see friends, kind of hang out, stuff like that. But it reaches a certain point where anything else above that has diminishing returns. Okay, now the real big one. So create your portfolio career. So what stood out to me here is a couple of things. One is, a flux mindset knows that the career of the future looks more like a portfolio, a diversified professional identity with resilient roots and customized to you. Practically speaking, a portfolio career typically leads to diversification of income sources, which can actually provide more security than a traditional job, ownership of your career. Unlike a job that someone else gives you, a portfolio can't simply be taken away. An expanded professional community, over time, more meaning and flexibility in what you do, a unique professional identity that evolves and thrives in a world of flux, and making yourself unautomatable or automation-proof. April describes a couple different ways to think about a portfolio. So investors look at a portfolio approach to diversify risk. Traditionally, financial advisors recommend a portfolio that is, you know, includes equities, bonds, and cash. Venture capitalists invest and build portfolios of investments. This part was also really interesting too, was thinking about how executives often use portfolio theory to analyze business units, strategy, and foresight. And so companies typically have multiple products to diversify, and ones that have different, you know, growth metrics and upside and risk. Office managers and HR leaders use portfolios to stay organized. And then also, of course, the artist that has paintings, podcast episodes, blog posts, books, etc., that he or she is proud of. A couple of different ways to think about a portfolio. So a portfolio can be sequential, which is one role or vocation at a time. It can also be simultaneous, multiple roles and activities at once. So April outlined some steps to actually building your portfolio. And so step one is, what's already in it? And so you can pull out a piece of paper or a blank Google Sheets document. And just some of the prompts to think about are, you know, what's every role you've ever had paid or unpaid. Every skill you have that helps others. As you may remember from the episode with April, she talked about how one of the easiest ways to transition to a new field, a new sector, a new job is actually through service. And so by hosting workshops, by teaching people, it's easier to just to move into this new field because you're of service. You're not trying to sell. You're not trying to partner with people that don't know you. You're just leading with value. So that's something to think about. Obviously, your superpowers according to you, your superpowers according to others. Sometimes we can be blind to our superpowers. Any skills that you've recently learned in the past 6 months. And I think what's really good about this section of the book is there's a couple of different just ways to think about a portfolio career, right? So April says, like, some people like to think of their portfolio like a bento box, which each skill, you know, in its place. Others think about it like a jungle gym or a lattice rather than a ladder. April likes to think of it a flower, where every few years, she creates a new petal by gaining a new skill or stretching into a new or adjacent space where she can use her skills. And then over time, her career flower becomes bigger, more colorful, more interesting, and more valuable. And so if you're interested in learning more about my portfolio, you can check that out at davidnabinski.com. I've recently tried to kind of highlight some of the different things that I've worked on. And kind of some of the goals of creating a portfolio career and going back to before we're talking about is being unautomatable and being unique. So step two, after you've built your portfolio and kind of written it down and kind of identified all the different assets and resources you have in there, next one is trying to think about, like, you know, what could you be the one and only? And sometimes, you know, one way to look at it is your ikkaji. And those are, you know, the intersection of four circles. What are you good at? What do you love? What the world needs and what you can get paid for. And so this is all comes down to being like your unique combination of skills, capabilities, interests, and dreams that only you can do. It's pretty cool, right? And then with all this, you can cross-pollinate. So you can take different ideas from one sector, apply it to another. You can take a certain approach that is more applied in one field, bring it to another field. Your perspective, your skills in these other areas, as they're applied to other fields can be really valuable. As you've got different things that are in your portfolio, it's also important to, as April outlines in step four, redefine your identity. So, you know, embracing a portfolio career means transcending any one identity story or narrative about yourself. So it's not the easiest to describe at a event. So, you know, it's not that you sell X widget for X company. So maybe the way to redefine your identity is around who do you like to help? What areas are you most interested in? And or thinking about it in terms of the context of where you are or who you're talking to, or like what might be interesting to them. Step five is curate forever. As April says, once your portfolio is sufficiently established, you can shift to curation mode. And this is kind of one of the things that I'm starting to see a little bit more. We're starting to notice it's taken a couple of years. And there's things that I didn't realize as much were valuable, like online community building, program development. I didn't realize as much as how useful that was in the professional field, combined with my own experience as, for example, my current role being a community operations manager for a Chief of Staff Network. So the combination there is previously I had community building experience, online program development and management events experience, combined with interests in wanting to be a Chief of Staff, kind of working as a Chief of Staff for two people, applying for Chief of Staff type roles. See, those two areas combined make a really unique and hopefully ideal combination for my current role. Okay, and then one of the things that I think is really amazing that April highlights in her book is that a portfolio career at the end of the day is a focus on lifelong learning. And so as you feel yourself, you know, thinking, being a little bit stuck, think about where else you can grow, where can you expand, you know, where you can be in service to kind of build out your next pad to your flower. Because it's through this journey of lifelong learning, then you'll be more and more employable, more and more useful to other people. So keep building up those skills, keep learning. So throughout the book, there's reflection questions. And I thought that the reflection questions for the portfolio career for this episode are particularly useful. So the five of them are, what would be your professional identity if you lost your job today? Number two, how would you describe your greatest career aspiration? Could you draw it? What's the first thing you ask when you meet someone new other than their name? Does the idea of changing roles every few years excite you or scare you? Why? And then number five, if you could be anything, what would it be? So again, really great combination, really great chapter here on portfolio career, diving deep into the superpower. It's a lot of great stats and stuff like that too, in terms of just why this field is growing. I won't share those stats because likely you already know you're interested in building your portfolio career. So I just wanted to share actionable insights for you. Okay. And then I'm going to talk about this other superpower that I think is really important, and that is let go of the future. And I thought that this one part, a couple parts, but this one part in particular, this one saying really kind of jumped out to me. And that is, when we talk about letting go, we always talk about letting go of the past, an old grudge, a regret, a love story, or a moment that is now gone. Occasionally, we talk about letting go of something in the present, perhaps a source of stress, a toxic relationship, or a bad habit. But we never really think about it and never really talk about letting go of the future. And so we need to have kind of a mindset shift from things are going to change and we just can't control that. And so there's certain things that we can control. We got to focus on those. So again, as I mentioned, podcast episode once a week, that's something that I know that I can generally control. And I know that that's productive and useful for my portfolio career. So I'm just going to keep doing that. And there's other things that I can try to do to improve things as well. So those are the eight superpowers and some of the deep dives on some of them. So as we're starting to wrap up here a little bit, I want to start thinking about kind of like, how do we, you know, come to practicing flux? How can we start with, you know, one of these superpowers that feels closest to us and know that the others will enhance each other over time? Or we can start with, you know, what change is closest at hand for us, you know? So kind of a closing prompt or a closing thing to think about is, what is most in flux for you right now? For me recently, I've had kind of two big things in flux. That was potential living situation, and that recently got figured out, and also new job. So those are two big things that were in my mind. There's a lot of other things that are not as pressing, but are still going on. So as we move forward in a world of constant change, what is hopefully these eight superpowers cultivating this new flux mindset and rewriting a new script for you going forward will hopefully serve you and to design the life that you want to live. So I hope this helps. Definitely check out this book. Congrats, April, if you're listening to this. As always, this episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. And would love to know what you think about this episode, or if you got any questions about this episode or prior episodes, would love to hear from you. As you know, I'm just one email away. So excited for us to build and grow our portfolio careers together. Thank you so much. Hey, friend. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of Portfolio Career Podcast. Would love to hear what you learned and what you enjoyed. You can find me on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever is best for you. And as a reminder, I'm just one email away as well. This episode with timestamp notes is available on my website at portfoliocareerpodcast.com. There you can subscribe to my newsletter called One Email Away, which includes the best insights from the podcast and friend-sourced opportunities. So excited for you to build and grow your portfolio career. Thank you so much.